Education. The government will greatly benefit from a national school census that was concluded after a two-month data collection exercise by the National Bureau of Statistics, KNBS, two senior government officials have confirmed. Speaking Friday at Anumatasani Girls High School in Ingong, Kajiado County during the data collection exercise closing ceremony, Principal Secretary for Basic Education, Dr. Belio Kipsing and his planning counterpart Mr. James Mahati confirmed that the data and information that will be generated from the exercise will be of great importance both for the education sector and planning department. The education PS said the data once analyzed will be used to monitor the progress in the education sector, especially during the transition periods of various levels of education. The reports generated will assist the education sector to close data gaps while it also assists in boosting the existing data. Our future decision will be based on the data analyses and reports of this exercise, Dr. Belio said. Principal Secretary, PS, for Basic Education, Dr. Belio Kipsing speaks with Anumatasani Girls Secondary students in a class when he, PS, presided over the official closing of the field data collection of the 2024 National School Census on Friday, October 4, 2024 at the school. Photos by Kabet Cheptumo, KNA. On his part, Mr. Mahati, PS for Economic Planning, in his speech, which was read by the Planning Secretary, Mr. Timothy Gakuru, said that the exercise was carried out across the 47 counties using face-to-face method and it targeted all basic learning institutions in Kenya. He listed the institutions covered as pre-primary, primary, junior school and secondary schools, public and private institutions, including international and special schools. The PS praised the concluded exercise, saying it is one of its kind and is expected to change a lot of operations in the social-economic which education sector fall in. The school census data will provide up-to-date information for education planning, policy formulation, decision-making and international reporting and comparisons. Mr. Mahati said,